弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次寻求主的旨意。
Thanks the Lord for giving us another chance to seek His will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise.
你是向人心说话的。
You speak to our heart.
你的能力在软弱的人身上显为完全。
Your power appears to be perfect in us.
你是触摸每一颗心的主。
You touch every one of our heart.
我们今天到你面前来，等候你向我们说话。
We come before you and wait for your word.
不管是说话的、翻译的、听话的，我们都等候你向我们说话。
We await before you for the one who listens, speaks, and translates.
你是那位叫我们的心得到饱足的主。
You are the one who can fulfill our heart.
你是叫我们的心得到喜乐的主。
And you are the one who can satisfy our heart.
你叫我们全人得到力量的主。
So that we all come with power.
因为你的儿子耶稣基督已经死而复活。
Because your son has resurrected.
他已经是主，是基督了。
And you are the one who completes everything.
这是一个不变的事实。
This is unchangeable fact.
这是我们在你面前可以指着耶稣基督名夸口的。
This is something we can boast before the Christ.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
当我们等候在你面前的时候。
While we are waiting before you.
求你施恩给我们。
Please mercy upon us.
从天上的宝座倾倒下来。
And pour down your grace from heaven.
倾倒我们需要的圣灵。
And give us the salvation we need.
倾倒我们需要的我们需要的能力。
Give us the power we need.
倾倒我们需要的话语。
Give us the word we need.
倾倒主啊你教会所需要的一切。
Give us everything that the church needs.
求你做那人不能做的工作。
And please work the what man hand cannot.
你知道我们除了离了你就不能做什么。
Because we know that besides you we cannot do anything.
我们把这个时间，把说话的、翻译的、听话的，都交托在你手中。
We give this time to you and every one of us to you.
求你在这一点时间来向我们心说话。
And please speak to our heart.
求你赐给话语。
And give us the word.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的，都遇见你自己。
So that the one who speaks, translates, and listens can meet you.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
赞美你。
Praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
先读。哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter four verse five.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
再看三章第五、第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God.
他叫我们承担，他叫我们能承担着新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死。经义是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Book of Acts, chapter 2.
对。三十二到三十六节。
32 to 36。
这耶稣，神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见。所听见的浇灌下来。
Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上， 但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand.
等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
故此，以色列全家当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上的，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
我们再看，启示录第十二章。
Turn to Book of Revelation, Chapter 12.
第九到第十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也被摔下去。
The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who led the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前。”昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come to the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink from death.
我们这段时间一直在看传基督耶稣为主。
So we have been studying to spread Jesus as the Lord.
基督耶稣已经是主。
Our Jesus is already the Lord.
但是可能我们不知道怎么去宣告他。
But maybe we don't know how to proclaim about him.
所以我们就需要主怜悯，来帮助我们在他为主的这个事实上能够有清楚的看见。
So we need God's mercy so that we can see it clear why he is the Lord.
那刚才在这个使徒行传第二章里面提到说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Book of Acts, it says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
这是宣告基督为耶稣为主。
This is to proclaim Jesus as the Lord.
一个特别重要的部分。
And it's the important fact.
也是特别困难的部分。
But it's also a difficult fact.
那我们看到这个启示录第十二章说，大龙名叫古蛇。
As we see in the book of Revelation, that this dragon is also the ancient serpent.
又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦。
And it's also called devil and Satan.
它又是迷惑普天下人的。
And it led the whole world astray.
所以还有他说是昼夜控告弟兄的。
And it accused brothers and sisters all day.
这有三组。
So there are three kinds.
龙跟古蛇。
Dragon and serpent.
还有魔鬼跟撒旦一组。
Devil and Satan.
另外就是他的方法。
And the method he used.
他的方法就是用迷惑。
He is using deceiving method.
他迷惑普天下的人。
He deceived the whole world, everyone on the earth.
所以就告诉我们说，没有一个地方他不会用迷惑的工作。
And this is to tell us that there is no place that can avoid his deceiving method.
我们千万这个不要有一个想法说，我不在基督里，我就不会被撒旦迷惑。
So do not think that if you are not in Christ, you will not be deceived by the Satan.
这里告诉我们。 所以这个迷惑的事情是我们需要看的。
And deceiving is something we should pay attention to.
上次我们也看到说，这个当遇到这个当时代越来越末了的时候，那个迷惑人的是越久越恶。
And we see that last time that at the end age, this deceiving power is going stronger.
所以这个迷惑的工作呢，是越来越厉害的。
And the work of deceiving is working harder.
千万不要以为说我们现在好像这个经济啊，还有很多的生活好像变好了。
And do not think that you have a good life in the economy nowadays.
其实迷惑就藏在后面。
But the deceiving plan is behind it.
你看多少的东西都在后面迷惑我们。
And you can see that how many things can be deceived.
那今天我们再看上次我们就上次那个我们提到说这个要胜过那个迷惑你需要有神的话吹气在你身上。
And last time we mentioned that to overcome this deceiving, we need God's breath.
神是说话的主。
God is the one who speaks.
神不要我们只会背他的话。
God do not want us just to memorize his word.
神当然很欢喜我们记他的话。
Of course, God would love us to memorize His word.
但他更愿意他的话在我们身上是活的话。
But He wanted the word to be living in us more.
是生命的话。
Is a living word.
是吹气在上面的话。
Is the word with His breath.
所以当这个活的话一来的时候，撒旦的诡计就可以把它退去。
So when this living word comes from God, all the tricks from Satan will be back off.
那我们今天再看另外一段。
And let's read another scripture.
提多书三章第一到第八节。
Book of Titus, chapter 3:1-8.
你要提醒众人，叫他们顺服做官的、掌权的，遵他的命，预备行各样善事。
Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good.
不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温和。
To slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility towards all men.
我们从前也是无知、悖逆。受迷惑，服侍各样私欲的和喜乐和厌乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，是彼此相恨的。
At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
但到了神，我们救主。的恩慈和他向人所施慈爱的显明的时候
But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared
他便救我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借他重生的喜和圣灵的更新
He saved us not because of righteous thing we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督我们的救主厚厚浇灌在我们身上的。
Whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior.
好叫我们因他的恩得称义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世。
So that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
这话是可信的，我也把这些事切切实实的讲明，使那些已信的人留心做正经事。这都是美事，并且与人有益。
This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone.
这里先开始讲到就是顺服做官掌权的。
In the beginning, it says here to obey the one who is in rulers and authorities.
神的救赎并不是光叫我们罪得赦免。
Salvation of God do not just give us the forgiving of sin.
神的救赎是要带来这个整个宇宙秩序的恢复正常。
God's salvation is to bring the order to this universe.
宇宙有一个特别的秩序。
And there is this special order of the universe.
这个秩序呢，在哥林多前书十一章告诉我们。
And this order is told to us in the First Corinthians chapter 11.
他说：“神是基督的头，基督是个人的头。”
It says here that God is Christ, the head of Christ, and the head of Christ is, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
神是基督的头，基督是个人的头。
Head of Christ is God, and head of every man is Christ.
而且什么，男人是女人的头。
And the head of woman is man.
这是有一个特别的次序。
And so there is this order.
这个秩序呢，是神在恢复的。
And this is the order that God wants to restore.
自从亚当犯罪以后，
from the time that when Adam sinned,
这个秩序已经乱掉了。
The order was disturbed.
所以神完成救恩，就是这个是其中一个重要的工作。
So the salvation, the goal of salvation of God is to restore this order.
所以这是一个秩序恢复。
This is to restore the order.
所以主不但救我们。
So God not only save us.
他救我们呢，不但脱离迷惑。
Not only to save us from the astray.
叫我们真的会顺服他。
So that we can claim him as the great.
我们可以问问自己。
We should ask ourselves.
我们真的顺服主吗？
Do we actually obey God?
我们真的顺服主吗？
Do we really obey him?
我想每一个人都不敢放在这个框下。
I don't think everyone can truly say so.
我们都有很多地方并不在主的心意里面。
I'm sure everyone has something not obeying God or pleasing God.
但是主怜悯我们，他一而再、再而三的怜悯我们。
But God continuously to give us mercy.
在他的怜悯底下，把我们从不能顺服，能够带来顺服。
Under his mercy, he brings us into his obedience.
如果主他一救我们，然后我们马上就好像带到这个完全顺服他的那个情况，我们会受不了的。
If God, once he saved us and bring us into a total obedience.
但是主给我们许多的机会。
But God gave us many chances.
环境上的机会。
And chances in environment.
时间上的机会。
Opportunities in time,
在工作上也有机会
and opportunity at work,
家庭里面也有机会
at home,
在教会里面更是有机会
in church as well,
要叫我们真的顺服主
so that we can learn how to obey God.
这个顺服你会顺服主你才有可能像刚才讲说顺服做官掌权
Only if you can obey God, then you can learn how to obey the rulers and authorities.
主不能顺服主的没有能力去顺服做官掌权的。
The one who disobeyed God could not obey rulers and authorities.
因为这个灵已经是个悖逆的灵。
Because you are disobeying your spirit.
这已经是一个不正常的灵。
And so you are not a normal person anymore.
所以我们要注意这件事情。
So we should pay attention to this.
主他多次多方的把我们带回到顺服他的
这个光景。From different angle, from different time to bring us into his obedience.
所以它里面充满了恩典。
So they are fully full of grace.
而且呢，不但充满了恩慈，充满了恩典，而且把我们在顺服中呢，带为那个称义的，活在称义的实际里面。
Not only full of gifts and grace, but he also bring us into righteousness.
不但带我们进入称义、称义的实际里面，也让我们逐渐的认识经历 什么是永生的生命。
And not only bring us into righteousness, but also let us experience the eternal life.
永生的生命不是个概念。
Eternal life is not a concept.
永生的生命是一个生命。
Eternal life is a real life.
是借着圣灵带给我们的。
It's a real life through Holy Spirit.
圣灵，如果你会顺服生命圣灵的律，那就什么？平安和生命。
If you obey the law of Holy Spirit, you will receive peace and life.
如果你轻看生命圣灵的律，
If you look down on the law of the Holy Spirit,
永生的盼望很难建立。
The hope of the eternal life cannot be established in you.
如果你要教我们画一幅图画，什么叫永生？
If you want us to draw a picture,
我看我们不管怎么画都不是。
No matter how you draw it, eternal life will not appear.
那是生命圣灵的律。
Because this is a life of Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上做工。
And the Holy Spirit is working in you.
它有个奇妙的地方，就是不但让我们在生命中经历，而且把我们的这个人的从里面到外面不断的眼光扩大。
It's a miracle that he only let us experience the whole, the eternal life, but also enlarge our life from in to out.
我们这个人是受很大限制的。
We are limited.
我们在这个房子里面受这墙的限制。
We are restricted by walls.
我们在大一点地方还是有限制。
Even in an open area, we are restricted.
但是圣灵在我们身上做工。
But Holy Spirit works in us.
要我们不受这些限制。
So that we are not bounded by all these material.
这没有人可以做的事情。
This is not something can be done by men.
这是神做的。
Only can be done by God.
他把生命给我们。
He gave us life.
而且他给我们永生的盼望。
And he gave us this hope of eternal life.
所以圣灵的工作是我们需要丰富经历的。
So the Holy Spirit's work is something that we have experienced, we have to experience ourselves.
我们一蒙恩得救。
After we are saved by grace.
如果我是真得救。
If we are truly saved.
如果我们真得救。
If we are truly saved.
圣灵在你身上是活的。
Holy Spirit is alive in you.
圣灵不但可以吹气在他的话上。
Holy Spirit can breathe on the word.
圣灵会纠正我们。
Holy Spirit will correct us.
圣灵会带我们顺服我们原来不会顺服的。
Holy Spirit will allow us to obey something that we will not obey.
我刚刚得救的时候，
When I first being saved,
我一点都没改变。
I was not changed.
不是我变好了，我才得救的。
Not because I was changed.
我是完全没有改变，得救了。
I was not changed when I was saved.
而且我不知道我需要什么被改变。
And I did not know that I should be changed.
所以呢，完全没有想象什么东西是要改变的。
So I never think of what needs to be changed.
那我们以前在读书的时候，我住在这个学校，我们那附近有很多这个红绿灯。
So in the place where I lived during this college time, there are a lot of traffic lights around that area.
那其中一个红绿灯呢，我是必须要右转。
And one of these traffic lights at that point, I need to turn right.
但是我们那个学校呢，它是在郊区。
And my school is in the rural area.
因为它是在郊区，所以我们就不在意什么交通规定。
So we kind of disobey the traffic order.
因为车很少。
Because very few cars.
那我们讲说这也很合理啊，车也很少啊，对不对？
So to us, we can do whatever we want.
常常我们就是有这种理由。
So this is a disobedient.
因为这样子，所以呢，我不顺服是应该的。
So I feel like it's normal not to be obeying the traffic law.
那我那时候刚得救不久。
And that was the time I first beginning as a Christian.
我不知道圣灵要在我身上做工。
I did not know the Holy Spirit is working in me.
我不知道圣灵在那个时候说话。
I did not know Holy Spirit was talking to me.
所以我骑着机车要往学校的门口去，要到那个右转的那个红绿灯那里。
So I was riding my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was riding my motorcycle and getting ready to turn right at that traffic light.
我快到的时候
While I was approaching it,
有个声音在我里面说话。
There was this voice talking to me.
平常没有这种声音的。
It never happened before.
这个声音说什么？
And what did it say?
红灯停下来。
Stop at the red light.
这不是也很正常吗？对不对？
Isn't that normal?
本来规定红灯就是停下来嘛。
You should stop at red light.
但是这次是特别对我讲说红灯要停下来。
But this voice specifically tell me stop at red light.
哎，他一讲完红灯，我果然就是红灯。
And once that voice come to me and the light turned red.
那我就停下来了。
So I stopped.
但我一看都没有车啊。
But I was looking around and there was no car.
我就继续往前走。
And I continue.
没想到前面两个警察站前面。
And I never thought there were two police right waiting for me.
然后警察就跟我说：“过来，过来。”
And they waved me to come.
然后警察就指着那个灯说：“你红灯右转。”
And he pointed to me that you just turn right on red.
花的钱不多了，但是功课印象很深刻。
The financial penalty was not too much, but it was a lesson for me.
就是那个红灯呢，这个右转的事情呢，让我以后呢，这个顺服做官掌权的这个事情呢。好像有一点概念。
And because of this penalty of no turn on red, I start to learn to obey the rulers and authorities.
这不是神在教我的。
It's something from Lord.
没有人特别跟我去提这件事情。
Nobody mentioned about this to me.
所以呢，神就利用这个机会，就特别教我一下。
So God gave me this lesson.
所以圣灵。圣灵是会做这样的工作的。
Holy Spirit actually work.
所以我们需要注意一件事情。
We should pay attention to something.
我们信主的人。
Believers.
我们跟主的关系不要搞砸了。
Do not disturb your relationship with God.
你如果跟主的关系搞砸了，你自己很难过。
If you don't have a good relationship with God, it's not easy life for you.
你恐怕你也把难过带给别人。
And you might bring in your own sorrow.
所以你如果是跟主的关系好
If you have good relationship with God,
圣灵需要说话的时候就会说话
Holy Spirit will speak to you when time is right.
并不需要你要求他现在向我说什么现在向我说什么
It's not something you ask for, oh, speak to me now or speak to me something.
到他该说话的时候他就会说话
When it's time right, Holy Spirit will talk to you.
啊，这他一说话的时候呢，你就得益处。
And you will be benefited from the Holy Spirit's talk.
他一说话的时候，我们就得到帮助。
We will be helped through Holy Spirit.
常常我们听不见主的话，是因为我们跟主的关系有什么障碍。
A lot of time we do not hear God's word because there is this hindrance between us and God.
需要认罪悔改。就真的要认罪悔改。
We need to repent.
主还怜悯我们，还把我们摆在地上。
God is still allowing us to be on the earth.
主若不怜悯我们，就可以马上把我们带走了。
If God has no mercy on us, He is going to bring us away.
但是主还怜悯我们，还给我们机会。
But because of His mercy, He continues to give us opportunities.
给我们不是给我们机会来背逆他。
So that we can learn to obey Him.
给我们机会学会顺服。
And so that we can learn this obedience homework.
你若不学会顺服，你这一生基督徒的路是没有路的。
If you do not learn how to obey, you will not find the way.
这是一个重要的事情。
And it's an important lesson.
你会顺服天上的主。
You learn how to obey the heavenly God.
这地上的东西，神会替你照顾。
So whatever on the earth, God is going to take care.
这是千真万确。
And this is true.
所以我们千万不要把顺服主当次要的。
Do not think obedience is the secondary homework.
他既然称为主，什么意思啊？
What is the meaning of obeying God?
主就是那个制裁者 sanctioner.
God is the sanctioner.
主就是那位这个怎么样？Supreme authority, 至高的权柄。
God has the absolute authority.
主就是那位 controller, 掌控一切的。
He is also the controller of everything.
主是一切的所有者，他是 owner.
He is the owner of the universe.
你今天所有所在的一切，都在这一切里面。
Everything that you see is under him.
你如果能顺服他，你觉得这是很宝贵的事情。
If you can obey him, you receive all these precious things.
你千万不要把顺服主当做一个次要的事情。
Do not make obedience as the secondary homework.
我们趁着可以彼此相劝的时候，来彼此相劝。
While we can still help each other, encourage each other, we should do it.
可能有一天你，或者是你，或者是我，这个机会已经到一个中断的时候。
One day this might stop between us.
如果到中断的时候，我们还是没有顺服主。
If when the relationship stop and we are still not obedient to God,
那我们只能像马太福音讲的，哀哭切齿了。
Then we can only be like in the book of Matthew that we have to sorrow and mourn.
我们应该是很有福气的人。
We are supposed to be blessed.
但是如果我们没有被带进到这个福气，
But if we are not brought into these blessings,
我们最多也不过是仅仅得救。
Then we are barely saved.
这个仅仅得救，可能我们没有叫别人得到益处。
And this barely saved is not benefiting anyone around us.
我们自己也没有得到益处。
And we are not benefiting ourselves as well.
这是一个需要注意的事情。
This is something you should pay attention to.
因为这个关系到不但关系到个人，更是关系到教会。
Because this is related to yourself individually and also the church collectively.
如果教会里面都是不会顺服主的人，
If the church is full of people who are not obedient to God,
教会只有是这个用悖逆来对待悖逆，
Then God will, then people in church will only treat each other with disobedience.
就是像这里说，这个是嫉妒啊，可恨的心呢、啊，彼此相恨的，这在教会里面可能要常常发生。
Just like mentioned in the Bible that disobedience deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures.
你会顺服主，很多的问题就已经不是问题了。
When you start doing this, all the problems will appear.
顺服主，这个顺从圣灵跟肉体刚好是对立的。
Obeying God and Holy Spirit is the opposite of obeying your own flesh.
所以体贴圣灵的就是生命跟平安。
The one who cares about the Holy Spirit will bring peace and life.
体贴肉体的就是死。
The one who cares about the flesh will bring death.
所以如果我们只注重我们属肉体的需要，
So if we only care about our body,
我们一切的出发都是从肉体开始。
Every intention that we do is because of our body need.
其实我们跟神的关系已经是处于一个死的关系。
Then the relationship with God is already in the death.
死的关系就是一个不交通的关系。
In the death, that means no communication.
所以这是一个严肃的事情。
And this is something serious.
如果我们是一个跟神不交通的人，
If we have no communication with God,
我们又来到教会中，
But we come to church,
我们可能会拦阻神在教会中彼此交通的事情。
And we will be the hindrance of God's communications fellowship with others.
我们如果是一个跟神好好交通的人，
If we have good fellowship with God,
我们无论到哪里去，
No matter where we go,
人都会遇见神。
People will meet God.
人都会知道这个人有神的同在。
People will see that you have God's presence with you.
这个人在他身上有一个超越他里面的东西。
People will see that something supersedes your own self.
我们再看另外一段圣经。
And let's read another scripture.
希伯来书三章七节到十四节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 to 14.
圣灵有话说， 你们今日若听他的话。
So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice,
就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候一样。
Do not harden your heart as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert.
在那里，你们祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为，有40年之久。
Where your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did.
所以我厌烦那时代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
That is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways.
我就在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。
So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful and believing heart that turns away from the living God.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly to the end of confidence we had at first.
这里是希伯来书第三章，他是从第一章第二章过来，没关系，第二章，也就是说，在第二章有这么一个词。
In chapter two, there is this verse.
这是一个这么大的救恩。
It says about how great the salvation is.
这么大的救恩。
How great is the salvation?
这是我们通常不会这样想的。
We usually do not think about this.
但是写希伯来书的人告诉我们，有个这么大的救恩。
But the one who wrote the book of Hebrews says there is such a great salvation.
到底有多大呢？
How great it is.
他恢复这个救恩，恢复了人跟神的交通敬拜的关系。
It restored the relationship between God and man so that man can worship God.
所以当我们得救之后，我们本来不会敬拜神。
So after we are saved, we originally would not praise God.
但我们蒙主的拯救，而且里面钦佩恩感，会敬拜他。
But because of the salvation and the touching in our heart, we know that we need to worship God.
不只是会敬拜他。
Not only to worship Him.
而且呢，是认识他有宝座在天上。
But also know him that he is sitting on the throne.
在信主人有一件重要的认识。
There is this knowledge for the believers.
是天上的宝座。
The heavenly throne.
来管制地上的一切。
To control everything on earth.
并不是我们地上怎么筹算，就算是这样。
Not our calculations on earth to count.
真正的关键都在天上的宝座。
The key is with the heavenly throne.
所以信主的人呢，他恢复了跟宝座的关系。
So the believers restore the relationship with this throne in heaven.
他会来到宝座前。
He is willing to come before the throne.
也就是说，他凡事愿意来到宇宙掌控的源头。
And it also means that he is willing to come before the origin of the universe.
这是何等有福气的事情。
What a blessing it is.
我们这一生，我们自己凭自己做了很多的事情。
Our life, we depend on ourselves to do a lot of things.
许许多多的事情，反复一个结果，就是虚空的虚空。
So many things, but it bring to emptiness.
就是我们筹算的很，我们筹算的很详细。
We calculate in details.
我们也付了很大的代价。
We pay great price.
但结局就是虚空。
But the ending is emptiness.
除非你来到宝座。
Unless you bring to the throne.
不止如此，这个 我们信主之后
After we believe,
主把我们带回到他的国度
We were brought to his kingdom.
就是他就是我们是在天的管理下
So we are under the control of the heaven.
是他的国度
It's his kingdom.
啊，这是一个新的完全是新的认识
It's a new knowledge.
但是我们就是你在跟主对的关系里面，你就是可以很清楚的知道。
But only if you are in the right relationship, then you will understand.
不止如此。
Not only that.
而且，这个主也怎么讲？主也把我们带到称义的时机。
He also bring us into righteousness.
所以，不称义的时机，不只是一个称义的想法而已。
And to be called righteousness.
其实称义。它实际上的内容远比我们常常讲的还要多。
And the content of righteousness is more than what we know.
但是真正活在称义实际的人
But while you are humble under the righteousness,
他就有喜乐。
You will have joy.
他就有神的同在。
You will have the presence of God.
不但如此
Not only that.
而且神也恢复创造受造的宇宙万物这个受造的次序。
God is going to restore the order of universe.
所以只要我们跟主的关系一正常
So as long as we have this normal relationship with God,
我们在家里的秩序是要恢复的
The order of home is going to be restored.
我们跟主的关系一正常
Once we have this relationship,
我们在上班地方跟同事的秩序都要恢复的
The order in work with our co-workers will be back to normal.
我们只要跟主的关系一正常
Once we have this good relationship,
甚至跟自然界的关系都要恢复的。
And the relationship with the nature is going to be restored.
不止如此。
Not only that.
这个主借着他的拯救，要使我们呢，可以带来世代的转换。
Through salvation, God is going to allow us to make changes to the generations.
这是一件重要重大的事情。
This is such a great important thing.
这通常是我们不想的事情。
And this is something usually I don't think about.
但是神的话却是很丰富的在讲这些东西。
But God's word is so abundant.
所以你不要以为基督徒生活是一个贫乏、平淡无奇的生活。
So do not think that life of Christian is something boring and simple.
其实是很简单。
It is.
但是它带了世代转换的功能。
But it brings the generation changes.
所以只要我们跟主的关系有那个完全正常
So we need the normal relationship with God.
神就在持续完成这件事情
Then God will continuously to work to restore.
不止如此
Not only that.
就是在希伯来书第一章也讲到说这个你坐在我的右边等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳
That in the book of Hebrew, it mentioned about the universe is on the right hand and is waiting to be the footstool for God.
这是基督的仇敌。